office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
That's what God telling us this morning. family and friends, you know, and I'm going to get on this a minute. We used to have what we call family reunion. Y'all know about that?
Yeah.
And some of our family ain't, you know, what we are on our level. Come on, let's be real. Be real with people up in here. Some of us that ain't, you know, some of them drink that go-go juice.
Yeah.
And they do that other stuff. That, you know, not, you know, what we do. So we have to pray for our family.
Amen.
And we have to pray for our friends. So that's what it is, family and friends day. Now, that's what's on our program. So we have to pray for one another. But let's straighten it out. In other words, I can't talk about you, and you can't talk about me. So we all in this thing together. Now, if you plan to, like Sister Franklin said the other day, well, that's on you and your God. But that's for me and my house. Now, we're going to serve the Lord. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says in St. John 12:32, if I. Be lifted up. And then he said, I draw.
Yeah.
He draw Eugene. Because I was in the streets. Boy, yeah. I'm talking about my testimony.
Yeah.
See, all of us got a testimony.
Yeah.
But some of us don't want to tell it.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
They say, in those days, Reverend Freer, Reverend Carter, Hezekiah sent unto death. The medicine won't do nothing for him. Nothing will do nothing for him. And the prophet Isaiah, y'all do know Isaiah, don't you?
Yeah. The one
that went to church one day and he said, King Uzziah died. Sixth chapter Isaiah. And I saw the Lord high and lifted up.
Right.
And his train.
So
now it says, the son of Raymond, they say, came he unto him. Now, Isaiah, Hezekiah was on his bed of affliction. I don't know if we ever been on y'all bed of affliction, but I'm saying, it ain't no good feeling.
That's right.
When you take your medicine and something ain't, it just ain't gonna get right. And you know, some people, you take medicine all and down, and doctor tell you, go doctor, you take this medicine, take that medicine, take that. Some of that medicine, you just gotta leave it alone.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he said, I feel better if I ain't taking this medicine here. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened to you, but I know what happened to me before. Doctor, tell you this, take this, take this, doctor, take this, and take this. Some of it ain't no good for you. Just say, Lord, here I am.
Standing in the need
of your touch on my back.
Amen.
See, when the Lord touched something, He touched Eugene Stevens. To tell me, look, boy, you going on straight to hell. If you don't turn, because as the scripture says in 7 Chronicles 7, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn.
Yes.
You want to see God, you got to turn.
Yes.
Everybody want to go to heaven, but don't want to turn.
Yeah.
From their mess.
Yeah.
Cooking and cooking, that was me. Yeah. I'm talking about me now. I'm talking about him. But the shoes be bread. Huh? They say, thus said the Lord, pastors, set thy house in order.
That's right.
In other words, get your house in order. See, I'm trying to get my house in order. I ain't trying to just find to look over in your house. I got enough chickens in my own coop to try to. Yeah? I got enough chickens in my own coop to try to take care of. You know, worry about Joe Franklin and Bill Ryan and Bill Frank Free and Bill Carlos house. I got enough to worry about in here.
Yeah.
They had a song I said, supervise your home.
Oh. No.
For thou, this is what God said. God is speaking to the
say, Sister Fran, how can you go to jail? I ain't got to go to jail. You asked him. Romans 10, 14.
Uh-huh.
Romans 10, 14. Is in your Bible being told out? How can they call on him whom they have not believed? And how they can believe on whom they have not heard? And how
that's
can they
right.
believe unless he be sin?
Amen.
Thou shalt die and not me. What Hezekiah was doing, he was trying to get the praise what God had blessed him with. You can't get God praise. You can say, if the Lord's with you, some of you say, oh, you preach now? It ain't that number one greater than he that should be there. He that's in the world.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir.
The boy say now, thou shalt die. It's encouraging somebody out there sick. Because you know a lot of us are sick. Yes, we have to go to the doctor for things. Sugar diabetes.
Uh-huh.
High blood pressure.
Uh-huh.
Heart transplant. All that kind of stuff attached to the body. That don't mean that we serve God that's going to be hollering.
Right.
That's not our health.
Right.
You can say in 2 John 16:33, these things have I spoken unto you. That in me you might have peace. But in the way by trials and tribulation. You know, doctor, you gotta go to the doctor, Pastor Frank. You gotta have some insurance. They don't see you. You'll be far out of the fifties. You're in trouble. You wanna see your insurance card if it's up to date and all that kind of stuff. Jesus is not like that. Jesus put up Jesus is a man that will fix you in an instant. I want my household to be clean.
Yes.
We deal with things every day. We deal with things, Pastor Frank. We deal with some children.
Yes.
That gets in trouble. Just because you raise them right, that don't mean they're going to go right. Because they go out there in the world and mingle with all kinds of stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know this, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Look at me like I don't know what I'm talking about. This happens every day. Children picking up guns and going to school writing a fool. We got to deal with it.
Yeah.
We can't let nobody else deal with it. We got to deal with it ourselves.
Amen.
Let's straighten it out.
Yes, sir.
Let's straighten it out.
Been tossing and turning to sleep lately. Sitting around talking all day long. He said, Pastor Randall, I beseech thee. In other words, I'm begging you, Lord. See, sometimes you gotta get all by yourself and talk to God. And say, Lord, I know you've heard my prayer. But what is it? Why are you taking? Sometimes God takes a long time. Mm. Yeah, always he comes when you want him to come.
Oh no.
He said, I beseech thee, Lord. You know, he said, oh Lord, remember. Lord, I'm asking you to remember me. Because I can't stand in judgment for Sister Stevenson.
Mm-hmm.
I got to stand there for myself.
Amen.
You got to stand in judgment for yourself. That's what Matthew 12:36-12:40 says. Every idle word that a man speak out of his mouth.
That's right.
Shall give an account.
That's right.
Whatever we're doing in these bodies, we're going to give an account. This is real talk. The word says you're going to give an account. Much is given, much is required.
Yeah.
Luke 12:40.
Much is given. Much is required. Let me tell you something. A lot of us preachers and pastors have all kind of hell on our backs with the church. And then not only with the church, we have dealing with the, we have to deal with the people as well. The, what you call them? The people in the church. That's a lot of person. Enough to make it run out here. That's why God said, I choose you pastors.
Yes, sir.
Jeremiah 3:15. After my own heart. That will feed you.
That's right.
Somebody read me. So I'm trying to tell somebody this morning, hold on. You may have some problems in your body that you don't want to tell nobody about, because if you don't tell somebody, it'll be all around town. Hey, now I'm talking to somebody.
Yeah.
Something you have to just keep to yourself.
Yeah.
Can't tell everything you know.
Amen.
Because it'll be all around town. And when you get back here, it won't be to get back the same way you had. Let me go say, I have walked before thee with in truth and with a perfect heart.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah cried. So he in a bad situation. And not only he's in a bad situation, he was the captain of God's army. That lets us know that God is no respecter of a person. If he do it for one, he'll do it.
Amen, amen.
Whatever you're going through, somebody else going through something worse than you.
That's right.
But you need to encourage yourself and say, Lord, I thank you this morning. You want me to learn this morning. Start me on my way. I thank you this morning. All because you put food on my table this morning. Somebody going to have food this morning. I thank you. You got to encourage yourself sometime. Depression, that's of the devil.
Yeah.
You ain't got to be depressed. Because there's a doctor in the court in your room named Jesus.
Yeah.
You know him? Won't he make a way?
Won't he make a way
out of no way? Won't he put a bridge where there ain't no bridge?
Won't
he put a bridge in your feet? Won't he ain't in your mind that there ain't? He's a heart fixer. He's a bright bridge of a true walk. Somebody know what I'm talking about up in here this morning. Somebody come to the door, got to head up. Yeah. Some people be smiling in your face. But you don't know the frown in your heart. That's why it's always good to encourage somebody. Tell them about what thus said the Lord. The Lord loves you in spite of what you're going through. The Lord kept you because what you're going through, the Lord will bring you through.
Amen.
Got down. Yeah. Well, I don't get through with this, but family friends day.
Yeah.
Look what it says now. Now, have you prayed to God? God heard his prayer. Because James 5:16 says, he fragrant prayer of a righteous man avails much. So this was a righteous man. He just made some mistakes along the way. And God showed him who I was. Look what he said. God will put you in a test just to see how you're going to handle your test. God don't tempt nobody, but he'll test you just to see what you're going to do. And that was a test for Hezekiah, the captain, because he had just had some issues with the Assyrian army. They were big and mighty, and they wanted to just destroy the children of Israel. They wanted to come and do everything. They say, who is that God you got and all that? Now, they messing with somebody when you talking about God. Because God said, touch not my anointing, you my prophet no harm. But the king asked here, they had a big old army. You go read the 19-18 chapter of 2 Kings.
Yes,
you know, Rabshakeh, he was something else too. But let me tell you something. God make ain't no show of what he do. What he say he do, he'll make sure that he'll show out and show out. When you least expect it, God will make a way.
Amen.
But I'm trying to get a point from. Watch what he said. He said, it came to pass.
Right.
Yeah. I said, it was grown out of the court. That the word, that's what we talk about, the word. Pastor Franklin said, heaven and earth gonna pass away from my word. That's Matthew 24:35. But my word, the Lord came unto him saying, turn, Isaiah, again, and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, he got straight.
So you gotta get straight on your knees. Donald Trump can't do nothing. I ain't got no Donald Trump. That man too is a bounce snake. David said in Psalms 84:10, I'd rather the Lord help me in the house of the Lord than to dwell in the tents.
Yes, sir.
So I'm trying to help somebody let you know that do right and God will bless you. Because the Bible says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these other things. He said, turn again. Tell the Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus said the Lord, the God of David, he forgot about David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. So Mount Trump, you know God have heard your prayer. He have heard your groaning. He just ain't came yet. Because the Bible says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall you their strength. They shall mount up with wings as he. They shall run and not be weary. I don't know who I'm talking to tomorrow, but God said, but they that wait. And then he got in Psalms 27 verse 14. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I know you're going through some hard times in the couple of times. Somebody bills ain't getting paid like the one. Cutting off this, cutting off that, cutting off that. But wait.
Go ahead.
He says, I have seen your teeth. Somebody been crying. Might have been here. And you've been asking the Lord, have mercy on my child. Have mercy on my grandchild. They're out in the wilderness because I had a praying grandma and a praying mom. That prayed for the black Eugene Stevens. That's why I'm behind this pulpit, because I've done some stuff I don't even want to talk about. But God. I said, but God. With his magnificence, saw fit and pulled me out of that old world and put me in a place that Jeremiah 18:6 said. I am a cloud, compiler, and I'm the creator. He molded me. He threw me there. Because when you get perfect, you go up there. But he's working on Eugene Stevens. And he's working on you all as well. But just hold on just a little while longer. Because God is not through with you yet. God will make a way somehow. God is a deliverer somehow. Ask Brother Moses. Won't he do it? Well, Pharaoh was cooking itself with something else, wasn't it? How you going to box with God when you can't even see him? He told Jesus, told that woman at the well, God is spirit.
Right.
And they that worship me must worship him in spirit and in.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
So when we come to God, we got to tell God, bone to the throne. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. I come to the bone, throne, bone in. Say, Lord, have mercy upon me.
Mercy.
I don't know what I'm going to do about this situation, but you know the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And I just want to say, Lord, I'm waiting on you. But while I'm waiting on you, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast to the Lord. The hummer shall hear the
hummer.
I think about Moses was on the back side of the hill. Tended to get your father's sheep. I come to serve notice that you got to get it straight. Moses had to kill the man. And he was on the back side of the hill. And God stepped in sooner and sooner and put a bush.
Well,
there wasn't no bush. And Moses turned around and said, I'm going to see this bush. Why is
Lord is good.
And all
for me now. I heard Moses was down there with his rod, the Red Sea in front, and Pharaoh and his army in the back. I don't know why I'm getting on this, but the Lord says, attention, move, fall. And the Bible says, he stretched out his walk, and God, with all power in his hand. With all power in his hands. Don't he have all power in his hands? She came with some birth, and Lord got a birth, got a rock.